Hi, is this Wharton?
Yes.
Hi, Wharton. It's Paul calling you back here
Hey,
from Local
Paul.
Splash. Jan just tried to transfer the call over to me, and I don't know what happened. It got disconnected.
Right.
Did you get the message or any of the messages I left earlier today?
Yes, man. I'm sorry. Today was a very, very busy day. I didn't answer any
Okay.
calls. So
Oh, that's okay.
anyway, I just heard the message. So about the
Okay.
card that didn't go through.
Right.
So I don't know what
Yeah.
happened there, but anyway, I can give you another card if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So the one we have is a visa ending 2337. Is
Yeah.
the other one also a visa or no?
Yes.
And is it also Wharton DaCosta Jr. on that card or
It
a middle initial?
is. It is, yes. There's a middle initial, yes.
And on that card, what is the middle initial?
Which is B as a boy.
B like boy, okay. And the junior still appearing on that card as well?
Yes.
Okay. Also a visa, so I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4482 3300
Okay.
2436
Yes, sir.
not 9555
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
525.
05 of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of that card.
It's 597.
597. So I've got 597, 597 on that particular card, and then it's 05 of 25 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was that 4482-3300-2436-9555.
Correct.
Okay, and is the billing address the same address that we have, the 449 Manville Road,
Exactly, yes.
10570? Okay, so give me just a second here to update that information, and then in about a second or so, I'll be able to get you a confirmation number. And of course,
I just want to ask you something. I don't know if that's needed to have a card
okay.
on file for some reason, but anyway,
Uh-huh.
it's I just don't want that to be the card on file
Oh
because
no,
that's
that's
actually
fine.
my personal card.
It
After the
is.
one I gave you the first time, it was my business card,
That's
so
the
I
one
just
you want to use. Okay.
yeah.
So,
I don't know what happened though, but
this
anyway.
would just be for that one payment.
Okay.
And then you can either give us a call to update the billing information, or when your client dashboard goes live, meaning in the next few days you'll be able to start the tracking and the reporting. One of the things that
Okay.
you can do, in addition to seeing how many calls you're getting and where they're coming from, of course you could upload photos, request content changes. You can also update billing information on your own through your client dashboard, or you can have us do that. But I do have a confirmation email, confirmation, I can email it to you, but I have a confirmation number for that one transaction if you want me to give it to you.
I think I just received the email here.
Okay. Well, you will receive a
Yeah.
couple of different emails. You'll receive through our automated system, first of all, you'll receive a confirmation email. It does have not the confirmation number for that particular transaction, but it does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. Of course, there's an email address as well. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now. But you
Okay.
should also
Just
have that on the email.
as we did that day, I'm just going to open my notes here. Thank
Yes,
you.
exactly. And I don't know if you took it down then, but it is still 877-635-6225. And then it is
Oh, so it's
simply
the same number.
the same number as before, yeah. And then of course it's option one for client support, and I gave it to you before we tried, and then it didn't go through. But Monday through
Same
Friday,
one.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So Monday through
Okay.
Friday, 10 to 7, you can reach that live client support agent. Other than that, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is supports@localsplash.com. And then if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive that by email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we went over in that previous phone call. In the voice verification, it is provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link also by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end would be to reschedule your client interview. It was scheduled for this hour. Not enough time to get it done now. But we can look to Monday. The first available would be 9 a.m. The last available would be the same time, 6 o'clock. Again, it's a one-hour window with the call taking about half that time, 25, 30 minutes. And you don't have to be in front of a computer. Did you want something morning or, again, late like this?
No, the same time again, 6.
Same time on Monday. Okay, so we'll have it scheduled from 6 until 7. Like I said, the call itself would get to you just a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. Just kind of those basic questions about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement and motto, things like that. At 5, again, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And I will send you out again a calendar invite. Again, it's got Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, client interview in English, and then it's got the information specific to your account. And then, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I received both.
Both. Okay. So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it's got the invoice below it and above it. There's a link in the body of the email where it says click here. Okay. Yeah, if you're on the invoice email, below it is the email in the body, or below it is the invoice in the body of the email. It says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it does open up right where the text message goes, which is to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, and that's what we want you to see here. So it's talking about the different services that we'll provide, of course, optimizing your Google Business Profile. We will mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, in fact, almost 70 different destinations and directories. Now, of course, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down, of course, the landing page, that's your website. We're going to do that for you. But if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way where it says SMS communication, it does populate the number that we're speaking on as a mobile number. We just want you to confirm that you can receive text messages on there, that you've got access to that phone. But, Mr. DaCosta, please do not click on the box below that, because that would actually be top. You can just click on it again and unclick it. That would be to actually opt out of receiving text or SMS messages, and we do want to be able to send those to you. Phone, text, email, we'll use all of those. But if you keep scrolling down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's another one of those small boxes. This time it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line where it's got the sign and the arrow pointing towards it, it should populate Wirton B. DaCosta Jr., if that's how you see it. In fact, it looks like you've already, I think you're a step ahead of me. I just refreshed my screen, and it should be showing you now username and password. Is that?
Yeah, that's what I
have here
right now. Okay,
perfect. Gotcha. Yeah, so when I refreshed my screen, it took me to what you were seeing there with the username and the password. First of all, your username is just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. It does include the area code. So the username will always be, and you cannot change the username, it's in our account, in our system this way, but it's your phone number, just the numbers 914-705-2641. Now, don't worry about trying to put in a password at this point. The reason that it's doing that is our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. That actually came from my.localsplash.com, which is the dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking now. I think if you were to put in a password now, it would just give you an error message that the page itself hasn't even been created, so don't worry about that. Of course, once we do the client interview, we'll get your client dashboard up and running in short order after that, and then we will officially in the next few days send you by email and text the username again with the actual default password that you can change. Once you're able to log into your account, you can change or update that or keep it the same. I am sending you also a calendar invite for that scheduled phone call at 6 o'clock on Monday.
Right.
It is going to have, again, your username, which is the phone number that we're speaking on, just the numbers, though. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention is in any correspondence with the support@localsplash.com email, that is the catch-all for everything related to your account. And you certainly can send anything there, and it will be forwarded to the right department. But helpful if you reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. Other than that, when you do the client interview on Monday about this time, in fact, you should be wrapping up that call about the same time on Monday, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly, but like I said, you can send anything and everything to that support email. Other than that, though, you are all set and squared away on my end. Thanks so much for calling back in. I was going to see if I can call you back in the next couple of minutes right at the end of our day here, but I'm glad you called in proactively just the same. And we do already have that client interview scheduled. But it is going to be someone else.
Let me ask you something. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Let me just ask you something. It's just maybe it's more like an opinion.
Okay.
This is the thing. Like I told you before, I've always worked with the cabinetry stuff, right?
Right, cabinetry, exactly. Part.
So the closet, that's why the name of the company was the Costa Closets and Cabinets. That's
closets
what I used
and cabinets.
To
right.
So I changed it for interiors because I started doing, like I told you, the remodelings, right?
Remodeling.
The remodels of bathrooms and kitchens. Now, this is the thing. Everything I've done so far for remodelings, I did as a subcontractor. So
okay.
It's not really my job. So some other company got it. They subbed it out for me. I did it. I'm just concerned. I have the pictures and everything.
Okay.
I'm just
okay.
A little concerned of if that can be a problem if I put it in, you know, and I don't know.
It really won't. I mean, I know that you have always kind of specialized in the closets and the cabinets, but you want to branch out to the kitchen and bathroom And then, of course, you were wanting to change the name to DaCosta Interiors to really kind of send home the work that you do, that it is any type of interior remodeling. And you'll have photos, you know, and people can see those photos. And we will talk about all of those different services on the website as well, branding your business name with that new information. So, you know, people will still be able to know that you do quality work. They'll be able to see those photos. I don't intend any concerns at all with that. In fact, it's a great time to actually get this going for you because we will be rebranding the business. I mean, obviously, it's not just for Google. It's all of the different destinations and directories and, of course, the website. So it's a fantastic way to get your business out there, but also to rebrand your company with all of the different services that you provide. And keep in mind, you are not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase for any of the services. So we'll make sure that we create all of that content. Again, a lot of that is things that we'll be covering in the client interview. So obviously I've got a lot of the notes here, a jumping off point, a starting point for our client interview technician on Monday to kind of make sure that we're promoting you for all of the different services that you want to be found for. If you've got a new mission statement or a motto, a tagline or a slogan, we'll talk to you about all of those things. And again, I think I might have mentioned, if you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. So we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Again, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that call. But it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll certainly be speaking with you again. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend too.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Wirtz, and take care. Have a good night, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.